Is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hey there, everybody. This is the Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're all fired up for a show this morning. I'm excited. And we're going to see. This is a wild chance because it's really everything's tight timing and everything else when you do a show. But if anybody's sitting in their car at Braidwood Lake listening to the program, give me a call at 312-332-3776. That's 1-312-332-3776. The guy who was going to go out there and give me a call, he says he couldn't make it. So I was just kind of curious if somebody else was sitting in the car drinking coffee, having a donut. But, well, like I said, welcome. We're excited to have today's show. Today we got someone working the board today. I'm pretty excited about this. She's been in training. She's been watching everybody else. But we got Hannah on the board. So, Hannah, welcome to the zoo. Have fun with us. And don't be afraid to hit the button in your room there and you can kibitz with me or give me some cheap jabs. That way you'll be a normal producer in the station here, you know? She goes, yeah. Hey, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, first of all, it's March 1st. Okay? Fishing licenses need to be renewed. Yeah. Yep. Get your fishing license renewed and stuff like that. They're available. Do it online. It's easier. That way you can print a bunch of them off. You can put them in your wallet, do this, that. Make sure you check your driver's license, everybody. don't do it, Chauncey, and go, oh, your license expired 2 days ago. So that's something else. We're going to go visit the DMV today and get some stuff there. But, we had beautiful, oh, my God, beautiful weather. And, yes, they were catching fish on the chain at Chabanaugh in Wisconsin, Delavan, Delton. Lake Geneva, they were catching fish in all kinds of, local areas, Wisconsin, in Northwest Indiana, the Coho, their people are getting out. They were still catching some perch. Yeah, I know it's going to be 30 degrees or it's going to drop down to the tens. Believe it or not, I heard this one line from a Department of Natural Resource person that there is no safe ice. And you know what? That is really a true statement. Someone could say, well, I was on the train. It was 12 inches of ice, Chauncey, but 20 feet away, the ice is 2 inches thick. Remember, ice doesn't thin from the top down unless it's raining. With the warm weather we had, there's a lot of lakes and ponds that have streams running into them or rivers, and that water is shooting under the ice, and that's where it melts. That's the important key note here. When it starts doing that, we're in deep caca because you never know what's going to happen. And you got to be careful. You just have to be careful. And that's a very important thing. Well, one of the things I want you to do is, sit back, enjoy yourself. We're going to have, like I said, we've got a good show planned for you. It's a couple of interesting guests coming on. We have Jennifer Vaughn from the Illinois Conservation Foundation. That's right. She's coming on to talk to us about the foundation itself, but also more important in about less than 13th of March. So let's knock off a couple days, you know, 11 days from now. There's the Illinois Conservation Gala, which is a dinner in the Abington in Oak Brook Terrace. I think it's, no, that's Glen Ellen. And it's, I mean, literally Butterfield Road and 53. It's easy to get to, everybody. But this is an event with all kinds of stuff and awards given out for the, you know, Hall of Famer for the year, other awards. I mean, there's so many great people. You know, Stacy from Montrose Harbor Bait Shop is getting an award as a business. I mean, there's so many different things that happen that day. Great food, open bar for an hour, and just it's something you got to go to and talk to other sportsmen, men and women. They're there to enjoy it and have some fun. And I think that's the real big key there. It really is to have some fun to do that. So, you know, make sure, you know, you listen to when I'm talking to her. Write down the phone number. Go online to the ILCF. Buy a ticket. And they also have an auction going on, of which I gave a handmade knife. Beautiful. It's a decorative knife. It's something I would ever use, but it's a beautiful decorative knife. Probably about a 6-inch blade on it, you know, hand pounded and everything. Just stunning with a handle that's a, what do you call it? A pheasant. That's the word I was trying to come up with. it's a excuse me. It's an antler that a pheasant is covered in, carved into it, and that's attached to hold it. It's a magnificent piece of artwork. Will look good on anybody's, you know, mantelpiece, desk, whatever. I just think it's absolutely beautiful, and, you know, that's going to be good there. And once again, all of our friends at Braidwood sitting in line there to go fishing. It's probably a little bit of fog out on a lake. Remember, the water's probably 70 and the air's 25 or something like that. So it's going to be a good day. So you're going to have some fun with that and do that. The other thing is I wanted to just drop a quick mention that the 25th annual indoor flea market next week is going on for the Chicagoland Muskie Hunters. And it's at the Rolling Meadows High School, 2901 West Central Road, 7:30 to 1 p.m. I always love these. You find your special lures and things at all these events like that, and I get very excited about it. But I also call it the balance, keeping the earth in balance, because one guy's emptying out his garage, and it's going to go into another person's garage. So we kept the earth in balance. I know somebody from the club's going to call me and say something nasty, but that's okay. I love you guys. All right, we got that. We're, like I said, timing is really tight today when I get things done. So I want you to sit back, enjoy the day. Enjoy the show. And when we come back, we got a whole lot more of your favorite. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us? Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with 5 fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey guys, stop! Grab your bait and listen! Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing! With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Boygan for the trophy fight.
Hey, I guess so. I got some new jigs and a brand new Zebco. I loaded up the truck with all my new gear.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on this beautiful first Saturday of the month of March. I guess, I don't know quite, since we don't know, it sounds like it's going to roll in a little easy today, but the weather's going to get a little strange a little bit later next week or something. Who knows? But it's the month of March. This, you know, spring has sprung, the sap is running, and flowers are starting to come out of the ground. And what is it? It's the day we talked to Mr. Tim Mondel of the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Hey, Tim, how are you?
I am well. The weather is breaking, and I think that brings a little bit of a smile to my face and everybody else's.
It should. It should, my friend, because it's that time of the year. It's that time of the year. I mean, we've just gone through winter and a few other ugly things. But let's get into this because, you know, I know there's something every month, and we've tried to tell people this again and again and again. You know, doing the Forest Preserve and all the different activities in the Cook County Forest Preserve. Why? Because it's right in our own backyard. But, let's hear about all the cool stuff that's happening in March. What are we starting out with, buddy?
Well, we always have our big special events. So you talk about, you know, like now the weather's breaking a little bit. And we did all the workshops, right? We did all the indoor 30, 45-minute programs that were taking place in various parts throughout the county. But now that March has hit, we're going to start doing our large special events again, which we're pretty excited about, include annual ones. So up at River Trail Nature Center on the 16th, it's the second or third Sunday. I can't remember these days. My head is everywhere. But it is the 16th. We're going to have the annual Maple Syrup Festival. Exactly. Mouth salivating from the maple syrup and the smells and everything else included. Yeah, absolutely. That'll be fun. If you haven't been there before, really, really pushing folks to get out there for their first time. It's one of the generational events where the grandpas and the grandkids and different generations throughout the decades and eras have all jumped in and been part of this and experienced it. So mm-hmm. if you do get that opportunity, please get out there. It's really a lot of fun.
Where's that happening at?
That's at River Trail Nature Center in Northbrook off of Milwaukee Avenue.
Right.
Yeah. North of Lake and then south of Willow Road.
Okay, yeah. And it is really kind of cool to watch and see and just to understand where your true maple syrup comes from. Not the stuff that, well, let me put it this way. If you're standing in front of the maple syrup section of the grocery store and you see the $10 bottle and the $1.50 bottle, I can tell you which one's maple syrup, okay? But that's today.
Yes, no, I was just going to say, there's a large warehouse-style place that we often visit my family, and yes, when you're getting the large ones that cost an arm and a leg, it's worth it. It's just for mm-hmm. health and for flavor, for sure.
Yeah, okay, what else? What else is kicking?
Yeah, so we have that one going on, and that's kind of the theme for March. I mean, you have Equinox coming up during this month, right? Mm-hmm. So we try to jump on that a little bit. So you have a Spring Has Sprung, you have a Celebrate Spring. So, again, you're going to get those themes going along with that. It's kind of nice. I think we're also going to be doing a spring extravaganza. I think that's the 22nd of March, if I remember correctly, at Caldwell. egg being the operative term in there. The crux of it is just the idea of celebrating cultures and what spring means to them. So you're going to have local community organizations out there talking and displaying ideas of what spring has meant to those families as well. So it'd be kind of cool.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So we have those going on near the end of the month when everybody's out for spring break, depending on what type of school you attend. We are offering spring break out. Purposely said it slow like that because I'm clever. And that's going to be a different part throughout the county. So we'll be at Dan Ryan Woods. We will be at Thatcher Woods, and then we will be at Caldwell Woods. It'll be taking place during the week of Sunday the 23rd through Saturday the 29th. Archery. Everybody likes archery. We will go on wildlife hunts just to kind of check out different tracks and understanding which wildlife are starting to reawaken in this area as well. With the snow melting, you're going to probably have some flooded areas. So it'd be cool to see some of the macro and micro invertebrates in there as well. Yeah. So it's a good dead end. If you want to go something a little bit smaller, a little bit more intimate, we are offering walk and talks with women being the primary focus during the month of March. We have different themes throughout the years we've talked about to great lengths. But with March, we focus on women and Women's History Month. So we have varying locations that are offering conservation walks or individuals who have played intricate roles with conservation in general.
That's going to be a good one. I like, yeah. I'm marking all this stuff down, everybody. Oh, geez, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this.
There's a lot. Again, the weather just broke. So what we were offering before is just, a small iota compared to what things are going to start to look like. I mean, we're interpreters. We want to be out there and showcase our skills and talents and knowledge. And when the weather breaks like this and we can do that, yeah, we're going to jump all over it as best we possibly can. So, what do we have on the 7th? Ooh, I forgot about this. So there is an evening walk in night sky observation at 6 o'clock on the 6th. That one is going to be phenomenal because it's taking place in the southeast area, and so the night sky down there with the light pollution and lack thereof is a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be at San Ridge Nature Center. So it's a nice registration event for folks to kind of get out there, bring the kids if you've not done it before, just understand the lunar eclipse and more in that area.
Hmm. One of the things I've noticed is, there's programs for kids, there are always kid programs for young adults. Excuse me. There's also, you have a number of different senior hikes. It's only a mile hike on a nice trail. You don't have to kill yourself. For seniors to just get out and stretch their old feet after sitting in front of the TV all winter.
Yeah. I'm one of those people. I feel like sometimes you just kind of lie dormant for a while and just let the season get through. Yeah, that's the idea. Again, we try to make these appropriate for different age groups and different cohorts. This allows us to, aim a little bit more specifically to what type of program and how we create that program for them. So, yeah, it's a good opportunity there. Yeah, it's at Senior Nature Club, too. I think you know a little bit of Polish, so this will probably...
Marzana.
Marzana, yes, in Polish on the 15th, mid-March. You know it. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Nah, just come on out and have some fun. You know?
Exactly,
oh, my
right?
God. I mean, it's get out in nature, and, you know, the people from the Forest Preserve are going to explain things in English and Polish. And it's this way, if someone in your house where Polish is the predominant language, doing something like this, they just glow. They lighten up because they're able to understand more. Their brain doesn't have to process it from language A into my mind, into language B, and then into my, you know. Here, they're hearing it, understanding it right away. I love this.
No, agreed. And sometimes that brings out a little bit more of a connection between families, because if you have a first-generation individual who doesn't speak, you know, English as a prominent language, and you're offering this, you're going to see, as you said, the light up there. You're going to start connecting. Now you're going to hear more stories about what, you know, excuse me, the natural environment meant to them growing up as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be all sappy, no pun intended, for Maple Syrup Fest, but why not do it? You know, it's a good opportunity. So,
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, there's tons and tons and tons of stuff that, you know, it just goes on forever when you're looking at the events listing in the Forest Preserve, fpdcc.com, the events. And so what else? I mean, Little Red Schoolhouse, Senior Fitness Walks, We Wandering Wednesdays. I mean, it keeps going, Tim.
Full Moon Walk and Paint. You have, oh, man. Oh, I'm just, there's too much. I'm looking at it, and for somebody with ADD trying to concentrate on this and find exactly which one I want to focus on, it's not easy. But you also, even for accessibility challenges, there is a Spring Ephemeral Walk on Sunday the 23rd. You can go for a bug hunt same day as well. Or if you just want to get out, you don't want to be part of a bigger event, you actually like the solitude of it, you want to do a restoration day where you can go out and explore and be led by a certified ecologist, they're offered all throughout the month of March and then going into it. I mean, volunteering is one of the biggest ways that you can give back to the Forest Preserve.
So yeah.
Okay. You have those, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just literally, as I keep going on my list of stuff, I'm from outdoor programs. There's Women in the Nature programs that you need to take a look at to get out to. There's an overnight camping thing for leadership going on in the Forest Preserve. A little bit of pond dipping. Yes.
Not your body, folks. You're not dipping in the pond. And the nets to see what aquatic life lives in.
That's right. And we're not honey dipping. And all I'm going to say is, if you don't know what honey dipping is, then you don't want to know. Okay?
Oh, terrible.
You know, I used to have to honey dip every spring. Don't want to do it anymore in my life, but that was okay, you know?
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, I would imagine is the Dagwag Camp. So we work with a few indigenous organizations throughout the greater Cook County area, and they offer a 2 to 3 day spring break camp in the northwest part of the county.
Really?
Rolling Knoll is one of our featured sites.
I didn't know that.
12 years old. So
that I didn't know. Didn't know.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. They've offered, they usually do equinox oriented camps. You see different parts of the seasons and. It's a really good experience to learn more on the indigenous background as well.
Right.
So. And I feel like...
What
else is going on this week? Oh, it's your birthday. Should I not have mentioned that?
What?
Your birthday?
Yes.
Yeah, your birthday, yeah. And folks, if you don't know and you listen to Chauncey borderline religiously, it's the young man's 24th birthday.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you put it that way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Or as my mother, she was forever 39, her and Jack Benny, you know.
Oh, well, I hope you do something wonderful and celebrate with the family.
We'll try to do that. And one last thing before, because there's so many programs this year, this month, that gets you outdoors and some indoor programs. But you always wanted to try camping. But you didn't do it. Your dad didn't take out your aunt, your uncle, whoever. But you want to try camping. There's a Camping 101 going on at Bullfrog Lake on the 27th. And it's a
learn basic camping skills. And, I mean, it's an easy thing to go to and to learn so you could get out and enjoy it. Because once you go camping, you're going to find the whole of nature opens its arms.
It's an addictive thing to do, 100%. And you don't have to know anything. That's why it's just 101. And maybe as we get older, the kid in us, as much as we want it to stay there, starts to kind of fade away. And your kids want to do it. But you haven't done it in so long, so you need that refresher course.
Exactly.
Coming out. Yeah, we'll show you the basics. And for organizational leaders or anybody who's interested that has a group that clicked, the Camping Leadership Immersion Course, Chauncey, that you mentioned earlier, it's a nice way to learn about all the practical principles of camping, the basics, the fundamentals, and then you can come on out and rent the gear at next to nothing, basically, and go reserve for one weekend down at Camp Sullivan or somewhere.
Cool. Well, my friend, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for coming on this week, and as we do on the first Saturday of the month. And we always enjoy our time with you, okay?
Absolutely. Have a great one.
You too. You're listening to Chauncey. Oh, by the way, it's fpdcc.com. Click on the events and just scroll through the month if you want to know what you can do, right?
Yes, sir.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is doing it again. Waterworks and Mercury are offering up to a 7-year extended warranty coverage depending on the motor you want on a new boat, or repower that boat full of family memories for the next generation with a new Mercury motor. On top of that, Lund is also offering up to $7,500 in savings on select models. And Lowe is offering up to $5,000 in savings on select models. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of the high-value offer only at Waterworks Marine. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
The Illinois Conservation Foundation invites you to a night of celebration at the 2025 Outdoor Hall of Fame Gala. Join us Thursday, March 13th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellen, Illinois, for an evening dedicated to the great outdoors. The night kicks off with a cocktail hour at 5:30 p.m., followed by dinner and a special program honoring the newest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame and the Illinois Outdoor Excellence Award winners. You'll be surrounded by fellow outdoors enthusiasts from across the state, enjoying great food, camaraderie, and a chance to bid on exciting auction prizes, both in person and online. Don't miss this chance to celebrate those who make a difference in Illinois' outdoors. Get your tickets now at ilconservation.org. That's ilconservation.org. Just click on Gala and be sure to check the box 10 days before the event when the online auction goes live. So rally your hunting and fishing buddies, and we'll see you at the Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala. I'll be there.
On March 29th, come to Waterworks Marine Open House at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. This is a day of fun for you, your friends, and family. We kick off at 6 a.m. with the broadcast of my program, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, live at Waterworks. You can hear seminars on hummingbird and Minn Kota products, boating safety from the Coast Guard, fishing guides from Lake Michigan, and your kids will even learn about high school fishing programs. Talk to factory reps from Lowe, Lund, Mercury, and more. Bring your boat in for a free vessel safety check. And Waterworks Marine, they will also be donating a portion of all sales at the open house to Chicago Adaptive Sports No Limits Fishing. And they will demonstrate how they make fishing Lake Michigan accessible to everyone. So mark your day March 29th and come to Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 for more info.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a water.
Hi there, this is Chelsea Cartin, and I'm from Ghost River Lodges, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, I'm careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And a body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, I can't tell you, we have the executive director from the Illinois Conservation Foundation, group of people and a charity and a 501c3 that I have been in support of before day one ever existed of this foundation. Because the foundation, just so you know, is not part of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. They work with them, but they are a separate 501c3, which means they take donations and checks and money, and you can buy tickets and you can do things and help out in all kinds of programs. But we're going to learn about that. And Jennifer, what exactly is the big thing happening coming up?
Hey, Chauncey, thanks for having me. Yeah, I wanted to drop by today and talk about our upcoming Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame Gala, one of our two major in-person events that we have every year, but this one is near and dear to my heart because we get to celebrate the people of Illinois that are out there making great strides in conservation and that just give so much back to our community.
That's exactly it. This is, you know, the gala is been happening for many, many, many years. And, you know, this year there are people that are getting elected into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame, and which is an extremely high honor. I mean, we're talking about people like Angela Funk, Henry Eilers, Jeremiah Haas, I think it is.
Yep, Jeremiah Haas.
Matt Milady. Who else?
Rich McElligott.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Wonderly.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas Boss.
This is so cool. And I mean, and these people have been doing things for many, many years, and this is our way to say thank you for doing so much for conservation, for the environment, and for the others who enjoy the outdoors of Illinois, right?
Absolutely. It's amazing to see the breadth and depth of the work that these people have done, just the different ways that you can get involved in conservation. You've got lifelong outdoor enthusiasts that have brought, you know, children into the outdoors and taught them how to fish. You've got people that do it, you know, to offset, you know, environmental impact from industry. Mm-hmm. One of our persons is an Olympic coach in archery. So it's just a wide range. Another one has a species of coneflower, prairie coneflower, named after them. So just a wide variety of people that are passionate about conservation in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, this the pot gets bigger as we talk. I can't, if you're, you people need to do this. You need to go to the Illinois Conservation Foundation website, okay? And what is that one, by the way?
ilconservation.org.
ilconservation.org. And because this event not only is celebrating bringing people into the Outdoor Hall of Fame, the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame, it's also doing something new this year where you're honoring recipients of, like, I don't know what to call it.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you call it?
We call it the Illinois Outdoor Excellence Awards.
Oh, that's what it's called. Okay.
Yeah, this started because we would have people call and say, can I nominate this volunteer organization or can I nominate this business? And we thought for the Outdoor Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And the Outdoor Hall of Fame is a kind of like a lifetime achievement award that celebrates individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But we realized and recognized there are so many other people out there doing great work. And so we wanted to create a special category of award to celebrate those people that are doing those things, you know, more recently or, you know, in a group setting. And so we created these awards and we're celebrating an outdoor writer, outdoor volunteer organization, outdoor business, and mm-hmm. then an outdoor influencer. So we've got some, you know, different people that we get to celebrate this year.
Yeah. I mean, Carrie Luft is receiving the Outdoor Writer Award. I used to work for Carrie when he's at the Chicago Tribune. I just thought of that. And the Annie Oakley Shooters of Northern Illinois is a volunteer organization. It's a great group of women who enjoy skeet and trap shooting. It's unbelievable. They have so much fun. You get excited just watching them because they're all, the excitement is just going everywhere with them. It's great. Central.
You know what's really cool about that group too is in order to keep giving back, they donated 4 tickets to one of their events for our auction. So you can win a chance to hang out with them and participate in one of their events.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Oh, I would definitely get into that auction, everybody. Then the Central Illinois Kayaking and Floating Organization is getting an Outdoor Volunteer Organization Award. Park Bait Shop up on Montrose Harbor, Stacy Green, a longtime Chicago bait shop. Her family's been there since, 1854 or something like that. But I mean, you know, they've been there forever. And the, you know, Fresh Air Friendships of Emily McGrady and Stephen Sweka for the Outdoor Influencer. I mean, this is something new that only enhances the evening, only makes this evening great on top of a great meal at the Abington Banquet Hall in Glen Ellen. So nobody can say it's a far ride because it's basically, if you know where Oak Brook is, it's just a little bit west of Oak Brook. All right. But you have an auction going on there.
We do. We have the auction going on there, but it's actually going on online. You can be there and participate. You can register and participate. So we'd love to have you at the event. But if you can't make it, you can still participate with our online auction. We've got a lot of different outdoor excursions. We've got different outdoor gear and items that are going to be up for auction. And like I mentioned, like the Annie's donated. Even our Olympic coach, Terry Wonderly, he mm-hmm. has offered up his book, an autographed book, and then a coaching session with him. And he coached his son all the way to a bronze and a silver in the Sydney Olympics. So he's no joke.
There's a lot of people could use that help.
Oh, I know I could.
Yeah, me too. I'm
That's
like,
for sure.
Dang, I gotta get it. But I mean, there's a lot of other things. There's, you know, outdoor products that you have. There's fishing guides that you have. I mean, there's something, and the list keeps growing. So you need to go online and check out, because that starts next week, I think.
Yep, it's going to go March 2nd. So if you register in advance for the auction, it's free to register. But if you sign up and get your name out there and register, you're going to be entered to win a free ICF hoodie, too.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to do that. I want to get myself an ICF hoodie there. But, you know, this is all happening March 13th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellen, which is a really very, very nice hall. A lot of organizations like Pheasants Unlimited, Ducks Unlimited, they've had their events there over the years. But it's everything starts at 5:30, cocktail hour. 6:30 is the dinner. 7:15 is the program. 8 o'clock, raffle, auction. And let me tell you, some of the best outdoor stories in the world are happening around the bar. It's just such a fun event to be at. It really, really is, Jennifer. But one of the things that I, you know, love is people need to learn more about what the Illinois Conservation Foundation does. They've heard Steve and other people on my show for over the years. You're the organization that really connects people, kids, youth, women. I don't know, I'm missing something.
Non-traditional groups, persons with disabilities, all sorts of groups, you know, that are not traditionally outdoor active groups. We want to find ways and avenues to get them outside, you know, that the outdoors, you know, is accessible and exciting for everyone.
Yes.
And so, like you mentioned, we work hand in hand with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and help support their programming as well and building those public and private partnerships. But we work with them on events like Becoming an Outdoors Woman, on wing shooting clinics. And then we also host our own mentored youth hunts at our own property that we have in Pecatonica, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. And these events and different things, they don't just happen at the Thorntonson Center in Pecatonica. They happen in different parts of the state. And so it's anyone can get in touch and become part of this and enjoy it. And when we have our big director's pheasant hunt down in Springfield, that's another one where, I feel like I'm the fatted calf going to slaughter. But you feed me all these great meals and put me out in a field to chase pheasants and, you know, partridge. And then all of a sudden, we go to another dinner and have some auctions and win some great prizes. And then I got to pack up and go home.
Well, that's our goal, is to get people outside all the time. We say turning screen time into green time. We want people back out in nature and experiencing it in every way possible. And so when you participate in those events, you're helping not only yourself get outdoors, but us put other people in the outdoors too.
Right, right. Exactly. And, you know, the Illinois Conservation Foundation, and supporting us through this dinner also, I said us. Well, I'm kind of like their mascot. I'm not.
You are our biggest fan. Yep, absolutely.
I'm the mascot. I'm not on the board. But, you know, what we're doing is there's so many other things that they touch. There's programs that, you know, in school, you know, butterfly gardens, you know, all kinds of things. You have a program where if a teacher wants to take her kids out for an outdoor experience, you work with the school on helping to pay for the bus. I mean, this is something that people don't realize how much you do with so few people, which amazes me. But you still make it. You see the brightness in the eyes of the little kids, the women, the adults, the individual that's got a physically challenged who may not have gone out duck hunting or deer hunting, and he's out there doing it again, or she's doing it. And you just, you know, it's like, we got to do more. And that's why I want everybody to come to this dinner, have some fun. I'll be there, and we'll talk great outdoors, and maybe you can win some prizes. And if you win one of those auctions for a guided fishing trip, maybe I'll go butcher.
Absolutely. You know, one of the other things that funds raised from this go to are conservation scholarships, where we give out $2,000 scholarships to seniors that are graduating. The deadline for that's actually coming up soon, but that's one of those real tangible ways that we see kids that are active in the outdoors, and we can help them with their college a little bit, and hopefully they get into a profession that puts them right back in the outdoors and creating these, you know, protecting these wild spaces that we all love.
Yes. And like I said, when someone says, oh, the Illinois Conservation Foundation, it's not the DNR. They work with the DNR, and the DNR works with them. But they literally, this is supported by all the fundraisers that you do, your raffles every month, which you should just check out on their website. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you've got a raffle going on right now for a remote
a
control?
Drone?
Yeah, a drone.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I want to get in. I mean, there's so many different things that they do, but all the money that's taken is literally, you know, a small portion has to go to pay salaries. I'm being honest, everybody, but it's only a little bit because they put so much in to getting those smiling faces outdoors. Because green time is a lot better than screen time.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay. How much are the dinner tickets?
$125 for the dinner ticket. And again, that comes with the complimentary cocktail hour, the dinner, and, you know, the excitement in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also we can do tables of 10. Those are $12.50 for a table of 10.
Okay. And that's only, but like I said, you need to go on and to the website, Illinois Conservation, right?
ilconservation.org.
And click your name and say, hey, keep sending me information because I want to know what's going on. And by the way, here's a donation. Here, give me one of those raffle tickets because remember, you are a 501c3 charity, which makes it tax deductible. Always check with your accountant, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, Jennifer, I want to thank you for coming on the program, and let's get everybody excited about coming out to the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Outdoor Hall of Fame and Gala on March 13th at the Abington Banquet Hall in Glen Ellyn, basically Butterfield Road and 53, people. If you get to that corner and miss it, go to the eye doctor. Trust me. Trust me. I mean, it's right there. But thank you so much for coming on and getting the information out so we can all enjoy the great outdoors of Illinois. Because remember, it's right in our own backyard.
Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is doing it again. Waterworks and Mercury are offering up to a 7-year extended warranty coverage depending on the motor you want on a new boat or repower that boat full of family memories for the next generation with a new Mercury motor. On top of that, Lund is also offering up to $7,500 in savings on select models. And Lowe is offering up to $5,000 in savings on select models. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of the high-value offer only at Waterworks Marine. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey sent you. The Illinois Conservation Foundation invites you to a night of celebration at the 2025 Outdoor Hall of Fame Gala. Join us Thursday, March 13th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, for an evening dedicated to the great outdoors. The night kicks off with a cocktail hour at 5:30 p.m., followed by dinner and a special program honoring the newest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame and the Illinois Outdoor Excellence Award winners. You'll be surrounded by fellow outdoors enthusiasts from across the state, enjoying great food, camaraderie, and a chance to bid on exciting auction prizes, both in person and online. Don't miss this chance to celebrate those who make a difference in Illinois' outdoors. Get your tickets now at ilconservation.org. That's ilconservation.org. Just click on Gala and be sure to check the box 10 days before the event when the online auction goes live. So rally your hunting and fishing buddies, and we'll see you at the Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala. I'll be there. On March 29th, come to Waterworks Marine Open House at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. This is a day of fun for you, your friends, and family. We kick off at 6 a.m. with the broadcast of my program, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, live at Waterworks. You can hear seminars on hummingbird and Minn Kota products, boating safety from the Coast Guard, fishing guides from Lake Michigan, and your kids will even learn about high school fishing programs. Talk to factory reps from Lowe, Lund, Mercury, and more. Bring your boat in for a free vessel safety check. And Waterworks Marine, they will also be donating a portion of all sales at the open house to Chicago Adaptive Sports No Limits Fishing. And they will demonstrate how they make fishing Lake Michigan accessible to everyone. So mark your day March 29th and come to Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 for more info.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And real quick here, I'm going to say, Hannah, put the microphone in front of you. Put the microphone in front of you. Say hello. Put your stamp button right there.
Hello, everyone.
This is Hannah, and Hannah likes the outdoors. You like fishing, right?
Yeah. I've been growing up fishing in Wisconsin.
You know, you like fishing. You loves outdoor winter sports. What else do you do in the outdoors?
Fishing, going on the boat, snowboarding, skiing, playing sports, just being outside, I guess, everything. Hey. There's probably nothing that I don't do, honestly.
That sounds good, Hannah. Yeah. And Dad takes you out all the time?
Yes, shout out to my dad. He's been...
What's Dad's name?
Ross.
Ross?
Yes, Ross.
Okay. Ross, thanks for taking your daughter into the great outdoors, because that's what we need. And guys, here it is. The woman is here. She's on the board, and you know what? She loves the outdoors. Thanks, Hannah.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Hannah, I wanted to make sure you said hello, but turkey season. You know, last fall in Illinois, we had our little fall turkey hunting season, and there were 27,422 permits that were done. Only 1,045 turkeys were shot during the season. The harvest was a five-year average is about 800 birds a year, so that's one other thing there. Before I get to the Aiden Fishing Report, I want to tell everybody that our friends at Waterworks Marine are exceptionally gracious. They are putting a boat and motor and trailer in the auction. That's right. We're talking a fishing boat, motor, and trailer in the auction that you can go online. I think it starts on Monday for the Illinois Conservation Foundation. Don't pass that up. That's a great deal. Hey, you can get a great boat from Waterworks, and you know, all their mechanics are there to answer your questions and help you and things like that. But make sure you come out on the 29th. We have our open house down there too. Okay, now the Aiden Fishing Report. My grandson, who lives in Western Michigan, is a hockey star now too. Says, and this is brought to you by Waterworks Marine. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about it. 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. He writes, Papa, the warmer weather opened up a lot of the rivers. The Grand had anglers in downtown Grand Rapids looking for steelhead, but when we were there, we didn't see anyone hook any. We took a ride to Grand Haven Pier and saw anglers casting, but no hits. One of the old guys, I wish he would not say old guys. You know, one of the old guys said that they did better right after dawn. I'll see you soon. Can I have some of those Icon worms with the three hooks? You know my favorite colors. They're the ones I always take out of your tackle box. Ha, 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 ha. We're going to have to talk to my grandson. I know, when I open up that tackle box, I could tell you when my grandson's been in it. I could tell you. There's all these empty holes in there. But that's okay. That's what grandpas are for. I understand that. Okay, mention that. You know, today is also the closing of Wisconsin game fish season.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that means, you know, the inland lakes and stuff like that. And some rivers, you have to watch what you're catching. Please go to the website for the Department of Wisconsin DNR. Read the rules and regs, folks. Also, it's March 1st. You need a new fishing license. Uh-huh. Get your fishing licenses for whatever state you fish in. I know some of them say the first, some say this, some say, but just, it's March 1st. Get your new fishing license. You'll be a lot better off. Northwest Indiana, they're getting some brown trout and a few coho by boats using golden roaches, salmon eggs, and squid out of porgid. But squid is a good bait because it doesn't come off the hook. So you power liners and, you know, stuff, that's really a good thing. I'm going to try to get Captain Tony to use some squid on some of his lures and see if that helps during the year. Southwest Michigan, we're seeing some action in the St. Joe River. It's open, and they're catching some steelhead. The pier is kind of icy, but that should be changing soon after we get the next warm-up. That's another good sign. If you're looking for Fremont, Wisconsin, they're catching some bluegill or fair to good. Remember that game fish officially ends March 2nd at midnight. March 2nd at midnight it ends. I want to make sure I get my information out there. Up on the chain of lakes here, we're seeing some activity for bluegill, crappie, perch, south on the channel lake. You know, some of the shoreline's getting real iffy. Like, you'll see openings on the shoreline and a plank. You know what? You go out on your own risk. I do not walk the plank for nothing. I know. I'm a chicken, all right? I don't walk the plank onto the ice. And then, you know, I've had anglers saying, Chance, I had 12 inches here and 3 inches there. I mean, it's just, you got to be careful. Please, please, please. That's an important rule out there. Up on the Wisconsin River, yeah, hey there. The river's open, but the ramps are still icy. Remember that? So don't, you know, check that out. Besides the St. Joe River in Indiana by Twin Branch Dam, water's a little bit warmer, but still on the cold side, so there hasn't been as many steelhead up there. But they think if we get another warm couple of days, action's going to jump in that area. Sturgeon Bay, a lot of activity is going on that area, so please take that. Ooh, now I hear the flute. Well, we're coming to the end of the show, and I like to leave you with the Native American proverb. And with all the things that are happening in Washington, D.C., with the park rangers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and outdoor things, this one comes from our friend Chief Edward Moody. We must protect the forest for our children, grandchildren, and children yet to be born. We must protect the forest for those who can't speak for themselves. And that are the birds, animals, and fish. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Take care, everybody. Thanks, Hannah.